Ninja.
Wow, man. I can, like, hear voices.
Orange. Episode -2. Entitled, Urine Goes Nuclear. The destruction of the Star Treks have spelt out a dark day for Urine County. Meanwhile, competition in the heroin war has been undermined by sadomasochistic homosexual sex. But a new hope has appeared in the revolution that serves to undermine the empire of the old white men who have brought this dark day upon Urine County. But as new forms of drug addiction and magic wizardry mark out a new territory, the old crotchety white power structure of Urine County still has the upper hand.
Hey, Schmo. How's it going?
Smokey.
Sausage.
Yeah. Seister.
So what brings you by Urine County? You just got a song in your heart, eh? Well, that's my Schmo. So why don't you come by for some dinner tonight, and maybe we could smoke some opium and shoot some heroin or something.
Smokey.
Orange.
Listener discretion is advised, kids. Some scenes may contain swearing, and nudity, and violence, and...
Wow, man, I can hear voices.
God damn it, what the hell's that in the sky?
Urine County.
Yeah, well, you never mind that, goddammit. You got a job to do, goddammit, sister, so you just keep cutting those bulbs on those opium plants.
Meanwhile...
I don't understand. Why do I have to wear this black leather hood? I can't even see. Hey, you! Hold it right there! Is that who I think it is? Do my ears deceive me? I could have swore I just heard Bob Dylan!
Sorry.
The gas station's closed.
Thank you. Grab your hands off of my booty.
What?
If you don't back down, I'm gonna have to get nasty.
What'd you just say?
Nasty!
Don't understand. Okay, I'll make this easy for ya, yeah. Do you want some gasoline? Was that a yes? Oh no!
Here's a no! I think he's trying to say no to you.
Okay. So, what do we want here? You don't want any gasoline? So what you want?
I think I forget.
I think he said he just forgets. Yeah. I understood that part. So what do you want, man? Either just figure it out or get out.
Bobby boy, it's me. It's Paul McCartney. Don't you remember me? I don't think so.
What's with you guys? Are you fucking hippies or something? I mean, you did so much LSD, you're fucking brain dead or something? What the hell's going on?
I was coming in here to do something.
Yeah, well, fine. Listen, I'm just having some fun here. You want to come in, close the door, we'll have some fun with Paul here.
I don't understand. I don't even know what's going on here.
That's general idea.
Yeah, okay. I can't see anything. Somebody tell me what's going on.
Well, Cajun Joe and his new friend Bob Dylan play with their lightsabers.
Oh god damn it, Shyster, you're fucking drunk. God damn it, we'll never get this done. God damn fucking Irish.
See, kids? I told you there was swearing in it. Isn't this exciting? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sorry to inform you, but there are no commercials in movies.
Hello?
Hello, everybody. Are you unhappy with your love life? Tired of your penis going limp right when your wife or lover or mistress or whatever is just about to have her orgasm? Or, what does this say? Or if you're a homosexual and whatever, I don't know, because I'm not sure of that thing, then maybe what you need is one of Cajun Joe's sex toys.
Yep.
We have the finest in vinyl pulled right from used Chevy pickup trucks in our junkyard.
Yep.
Or perhaps your woman or man somehow likes their action long and slender. I think this is where you come in, Joe. That's your line.
Oh.
Then you can enjoy one of these ticklers. Perhaps you would like one of our most popular models, Chia. Right from the swamp, we got some cactus, and it's covered in snake skin. Oh, golly gee, is this ever gonna turn her on?
Okay, good. And that's just for starters. Wait till you see our wide selection of used condoms.
That's right. Come down now, and we'll even throw in one of Cajun Joe's free vibrators. Got like a hamster in there and some old parts from like electric toothbrushes or something.
Yeah, well, just put that thing down. You make me nervous. So just come on down to Cajun Joe's. Have a real good sexual orgasm.
Yep.
Joe's Sex Toys, located at Cajun Joe's gas station.
Now, back to our show, kids!
Psst! Do not do any more commercials. This is a movie.
Oh, that's just wondericious with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wise guy! Wise guy!
Oh, hey, God damn it, Schmo, you crack me up. Look, he even made the fucking Irishman laugh. Watch out, sister. Sister, you're being sick. What the hell's wrong?
Drunken Irishman.
Oh, are you crazy? Guy'd have to drink a swimming pool worth of whiskey just to get a buzz. No, something's really wrong with him. I don't understand. I just don't understand what the bloody hell's going on here.
Look what Schmo found.
What you got there, Schmo? What is that? What is that? Some kind of metal?
Yeah, wise metal. What?
God damn it. Get that goddamn metal away from me before I puke again. What the hell is it? God damn it, what the hell's going on? I bet you it was those goddamn kids with their hip-hop music putting stuff all over my goddamn opium crop. Shyster, when you're feeling better, get my shotgun. Well, you know, don't take too much time, that's all. Oh, gee, what the heck kind of metal is that? It makes you feel that way, anyways.
Nuclear! Yeah, nuclear!
Nuclear?
Yeah!
Now just wait one cotton picking minute here. Are you trying to tell me that we just discovered uranium on my opium field?
Yeah!
I'll be a monkey's uncle. He's the best goddamn day of my fucking life!
Welcome to Nightline with Harry. Harry the newscaster. Hello, and welcome to Nightlines with me, Harry the newscaster. Yeah. Oh, this has gotta be a shoo-in for an award. Yeah. On tonight's Nightlines. Yeah. He was once director of the FBI, and now he starts off on what could be the most illustrious singing career in the history of mankind. Tonight, on Nightlines.
Brought to you by Cajun Joe's Sex Shop, located at Cajun Joe's Gas Station. Come in for the ride of your life.
Hi, Harry again, and here we are with the ex-director of the FBI. Whoa, Harry. I think that's FBI. Oh, right. So, tell us, what exactly is an FBI? Yeah, well, an FBI? You know, I really don't know. We would just go to this building every day, and we would talk about wascally people around the world. Then we would go and make up a bunch of stuff and arrest everybody. Oh, that's just fantastic. Yeah. So, tell us more about these rascally people you were talking about. Yeah. Well, once there was this guy. His name was Morpheus.
Magic wand.
And so, if you take this pink pill, it won't make you see any polka dots, but it will give you a lovely erection.
But what do I need an erection for, Morpheus? I'm Harry Potter. I have my wand.
Oh, yes. Good point.
Now, let me tell you, Harry. This man Morpheus...
Hey, excuse me for interrupting, but did you say that there was a guy named Harry?
Why, yes. Yes, there was.
Well, what can I say? Anyways, this other guy, he was really, really wascally.
Well, you know, I have another pill. And if you take this pill...
Morpheus! Is all you have is pills? Do you have anything else but pills? Do you have, any rings?
Morpheus does not do rings. Sorry. Just drugs. Lots of drugs.
Oh, Morpheus, very bad, very bad, very bad. Harry Potter.
I'm not going to tell you again, you little rapscallion. I'm not a Harry Pot. I am Harry Potter. It is my name. I am a wizard.
Harry Potter is very, very good. Morpheus, very bad. Morpheus, drug. Harry Potter, very good. Harry Potter, magician. Morpheus, drug dealer.
And so, what we did was, we put up a whole field of surveillance. In fact, I can say that we monitored everything that they did.
Well, that's just great. And this is just the kind of material that will make me an award-winning journalist. Yeah! So, I have it on the know here that you have a little surprise for us. Yeah, that's right, Harry.
I would like to make my singing debut internationally here on Nightwines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to give me the Nobel Prize.
Hello, everybody. I'm the ex-director of the FBI, and I would like to sing a song for you. It's called Sowing Ego. Ego, sowing far and wide. Ego, my name is Elmer Fudd. Ego, sowing far and wide. Because some people's egos are too big for planet Earth. Goodbye, boys and girls.
Well, that was just fantastic. I know I'm just the only person here, but I have to give you a hand. That was just incredible. Just incredible. And I'll bet everyone at home right now is just torn between giving me an award and giving you an award, and oh, it's just incredible. Yeah.
Why, thank you, Harry. I try my best, and I practice every morning.
Hey, yeah. So, tell us, before we go, whatever happened to these little rascally rabscallions that you were hunting down at the FBI anyways? Yeah.
Well, we worked very, very hard. We had dozens and dozens of agents working round the clock.
Yes, but what happened?
Well, what usually happens, they got away, of course.
Hey, and that's Nightlines with Harry here. We'll be back next week.
Nightlines has been a production of ZZZ News.
This program brought to you by
Cajun Joe's Sex Toys. Come down to Cajun Joe's. Cajun Joe's Sex Toys, located at Cajun Joe's Gas Station.
Yeah, I know. God damn it, there's nothing like roasting marshmallows over a hot uranium fire.
Yes, I see.
That's right, shyster. What is it, Smo? What are you saying? You think we should put this uranium to better use than we're doing? I don't know what else you could do but roast marshmallows. I mean, maybe we could roast some hot dogs if that you like.
Hey, shyster, go get some weenies.
Wait a minute, shyster, hold up. What are you talking about here?
Nuclear missile! Nuclear bomb! Wise guy!
Can we really do that? Are you saying that we can make a nuclear bomb here? Oh, to tarnation, this day is turning out to be just roses!
Yes, I see.
There seems to be a lot of opium in Urine County. Oh, yeah.
No, shyster, I don't care about no goddamn UFOs. Just get some weenies. Some weenies, you understand?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I think you found something else. What else can happen on this great day?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, so what'd you find there, shyster?
Well, shiver me timbers.
Meow, meow, meow.
Moe likes. You got that right. Where the hell did that come from? It's a goddamn spaceship. What does it say? It says Millennium Falcon or something. What the hell does that mean, goddammit? With a name like that, it's gotta be from another world.
And so, the three farmers boarded the Millennium Falcon.
All right, everybody, strap yourselves in. We're gonna go into outer space. Damn it, this is fucking great. I'm flying. Oh, I am flying. Oh, damn it.
That was great. Oh, I have to say, my bum's really aching now.
You got that right. But just wait. Got one more friend here.
Wilbur, come on in, Wilbur.
Hello, everybody. Wilbur the Wuss has entered the building.
Yeah, well, just close the door behind you, Wilbur. Come on in. Yeah, yeah. Well, here now. Wilbur, this chair's Bob.
All right, I guess. Pleased to meet your acquaintance, Bob.
Yeah, all right, enough of that. I've got to move things along here. You know me, and this over here sitting on the bed with all the leather and all the straps upside down, bent over. That there's Paul. Say hi, hello to Paul. Wilbur, Paul. Paul Wilbur.
I don't know what I'm doing here, Mr. Wilbur, but how do you do? I'm Paul McCartney.
Well, I'm pleased to meet your acquaintance, too, Paul. Now, if you don't mind...
No, well, go on right ahead.
Yo.